I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. A U.S. senator and congresswoman from Illinois are pushing the Army to bring the Rock Island Arsenal into the 21st century. This morning, Dick Durbin and Sherry Bustos joined General Gus Perna, commander of the Army Materiel Command, and Undersecretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy to take a tour of Arsenal Island. After the tour, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin announced the Army has just implemented a new policy. It's called Make It or Buy It.
The decisions in the United States Army about purchasing things now will necessarily involve a step where they ask the basic question, can we make it? And if we can we do it in a quality fashion, timely way, at a competitive cost? That question wasn't being asked at the beginning of the process before this memorandum. And what it means is the men and women at the Rock Island Arsenal will have their chance to prove themselves. And we're confident that they're going to win more than their fair share in this decision making.
In addition, Undersecretary McCarthy says the Army has created a new Futures Command to streamline its processes.
It takes us years to make incremental decisions on a weapons system. It's because people are spread out all over different commands. We're going to bring them all together under one roof so that you have the fusion of information, greater collaboration, formalized relationships.
General Perna says it's all part of the Army's plan to modernize, and it'll help ensure the future of the Joint Manufacturing and Technology Center, or JMTC, which employs about 1,100 people.
I see a direct correlation as Army Futures Command stands up, and they take requirements into the acquisition process, that JMTC will play a part in the development of those future capabilities in their manufacturing capability. We just walked through additive manufacturing and 3D printing vision based on the Secretary's guidance to me. The commander here is going to implement that, and we are going to partner with local industry and universities to develop that capability. In that light, based on what the Secretary just talked about, we'll be able to connect the future requirements to actual production, which I see, you know, partially occurring in this facility here.
Last year, the Arsenal Support Program Initiative expired after 17 years. It was designed to help the Arsenal and others compete in the leasing market and offset the cost of overhead due to the glut of available space on the island. Representative Bustos is working on another way to accomplish that.
We also have the check before you rent, which I also like to call look before you lease, which I think is not equally important, but very, very important to the future of the Rock Island Arsenal. It's just to make sure that before the Department of Defense goes outside of its existing facilities to lease, they first look at places like the Rock Island Arsenal so we fill some of the space here.
At the Manufacturing Center on Arsenal Island, the Undersecretary and General got to see a wide range of its capabilities, from the foundry to 3D printing. I'm Michelle O'Neill.